JAMMY proudly presents a special edition of In Your Ear, our continuing live performance music series here on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. I'm your host, Tim Timberlake. Glad you could be with us. I say special because the performance was a road show this time around, not at our In Your Ear Studio A home base, but at a cozy Fan District art gallery. We hope you'll stick around. Jam Inc.'s production of In Your Ear is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors, Digital Video Group, Infinity Financial Partners, Threshold Council PC, and the Virginia Folklife Program. Production assistance for In Your Ear comes from the members of 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. We're grateful to all of them for their investment in RVA's live music scene, and we hope you'll let them know you appreciate it too when you get the chance. Our special guests for this week's program hail from both coasts of this great land and bring their own individual artistry and sensibilities to this seasoned trio led by Seattle's Eli West, a gifted guitarist and songwriter who we first encountered in a brotherly vocal duo with fellow Northwesterner Kahalen Morrison. Those shoes would be filled on this March evening by mandolinist and professor at the Berklee College of Music, Joe K. Walsh, who's toured with Daryl Anger, the Gibson Brothers, and Joy Kills Sorrow. The two would be joined by Boston-based fiddler Marielle Vandersteel, herself a Berklee grad with extensive international touring and collaborations with the likes of Edgar Meyer, Mike Marshall, and Chris Thiele under her bow. Due to a scheduling conflict, we moved this concert from our customary digs at In Your Ear Studios to West Main Street's Glave Cosin Gallery, thanks to the hospitality of owners Jennifer Glave and BJ Cosin. It proved to be a positive experience for artists and audience alike, as you'll hear in this recording well captured by our front-of-house man, Matthew Walsh. So we trust you'll enjoy our very first gallery concert featuring Eli West, Joe Walsh, and Marielle Vandersteel. This is In Your Ear.
Instead, we'll strive to a pool. Stones and the sea rock in, rock out under the evening tide. But red skies tonight as you take your leave, and we wait for the moon to rise. Stones and the sea rock in, rock out
so much.
Mortality. It's your mortality.
That's all good, yeah. So that last song was about death, and this song is about longing. And we'll get slightly more cheery before the end. South, I have fled and given my all for a young lover's heart. I did fall. I'm not a man, just a lowly cowhand doing what any man would do. Rolls of thunder, no lightning begins. For my young lover, no blessings did win. I'm just a man with all but a plan, doing what any man would do. There lies my love. Flesh does my hand holding my own dear lover true. There lies my lover adorned beside her the horned moon. There lies my lover adorned beside. If I had my way, I would saddle the sky and on up to heaven with my lover would ride. But I'm not a man, just a lonely cowhand doing what any man would do. The horned moon. There lies
here is a wonderful fiddle player. In Jamaica, welcome. It's Mariel Vandersteel. Both these guys have had a chance to spend some time up in Scandinavia. In fact, Eli just got back from Norway. But a few years ago, Mariel went up and studied music in Norway, and she's going to play a Norwegian fiddle for you. Yeah, so this is a Hardanger fiddle.
Yeah, the Hardanger drainage and valley is a really beautiful part of Norway that's west of Oslo a bit. And it's a really small place, and there's this instrument and a specific set of tunes that go with it that are unique to that valley.
This tune isn't terribly purely Norwegian. In fact, on a Norwegian fiddle, we're playing a tune we learned from a Finnish band written by an English guy played by two American bluegrass musicians. So, just like they do it in Norway, I promise.
Thank you.
to.
Do another Norwegian tune. I was just over there in their winter in the town of Røros. As an American, I showed up and I realized straight away that people are really quiet there. And we like to fill a lot of empty space with talk that isn't that important or interesting. And they just skip the uninteresting stuff and they just kind of keep to themselves in a really beautiful way. But I really love Scandinavia, the language, the culture, the people, and the music. The music actually reflects that kind of simplicity and in language. A lot of the melodies are really simple, this one included. This is called the Visa Tune, written by a friend of mine over there named Olaf Mjelva. It's the Visa Tune because he wrote it when he was trying to get a visa to come to the U.S.
This is In Your Ear, halfway through our special roadshow presentation this week with Seattle's Eli West and Friends, recorded live at Glave Cosin Gallery in the late winter of 2017. Eli's most recent project is an ambitious album entitled The Both, dedicated to his father and featuring both instrumental and vocal takes on six West originals, beautifully packaged in an elegant CD sleeve of Eli's own design. Check it out at elidoes.bandcamp.com. We'll get back to our second set from Eli, Joe, and Mario in just a moment. In Your Ear is a production of Jam Inc., a 501c3 Virginia nonprofit corporation with a mission of opening minds, hearts, and ears to music deserving a wider audience through education, performance, and support. We always have our traveling musicians visit at least one public or private school while they're here. More than 85,000 young people have heard live music over the past 13 years thanks to Jam Inc.'s school outreach program. And we also handle logistics and sound reinforcement for artists playing schools during the Richmond Folk Festival. We regularly schedule our live studio concerts every month, except in the summer, and they include a tantalizing pre-show potluck buffet down in the lobby. Check on upcoming events and make reservations for our intimate 80-seat space online at jaminc.org. And we're actually doing another road show, if you will, on December 7th of this year, as we present the Church Sisters at the Tin Pan in Richmond's West End. We featured Sarah and Savannah Church at In Your Ear a few years ago. Tickets are on sale for this December concert at tinpanrva.com. Let's get back to the music at hand now, though, as we continue into the second set from Eli West, Joe Walsh, and Mariel Vandersteel. This is In Your Ear.
Our first stop getting into town today, we stopped at the Stony Point school and got to hang out with some kids for about 45 minutes, which is fun. Good energy. But we sang this song. I prefaced it with this, which maybe was a little over their heads, but this song is called The Old Churchyard, and it's, in my mind, it's one part gospel, one part palliative care. None of the kids laughed at that. I don't know why. But this is a beautiful ballad. I heard it sung by Martin Carthy, a great English songwriter and balladeer, but there's older versions. With me to the old churchyard, I so well know those paths neath the soft green sward. Friends in there that we once did regard, we will trace out their names in the old churchyard. Mourn not for them, for their trials are o'er, and why weep for those who would weep no more? For sweet is their sleep, it's cold and hard. Their pillows lay deep in the old churchyard. I know that it's vain when our friends depart to breathe kind words to a broken heart. And I know that the joy of life, it is marred when we follow lost friends to the old churchyard. But were I at rest neath yonder tree, why would you weep, my friends, for me? I'm so weary, so worn, why would you retard the peace that I seek in the old churchyard? Go to that haven of rest where no tears ever flow, and I fear not to enter that dark, lonely tomb where our Savior has laid and conquered the gloom. Here's a hit from the 70s.
Which 70s, Eli?
It's the 1770s, actually. That joke depended on the question, too. This is an English ballad about the convict ships. I don't know if they were running out of space in normal prisons, but they would put convicts on a ship and push the ship out into the ocean, and kind of a grim way to go. This is pre-GPS, pre-satellite imagery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the night was dark and the sky advanced when a convict came to to the Isle of France, round his leg was a ring and a chain, and his country was Shamrocking. I'm from Shamrock, the convict cried. Have been cast on the ocean wide, but being unruly, I do declare I was doomed to transport these 7 long years. Of them were up and past, was coming home for to make up the last, when the skies grew dark and the seas did roar, and they cast me here on this foreign shore. Then the Coast Guard, he played a part with some brandy. He warmed my heart, though the sky grew dark, and that sky advanced, you will find a friend on the Isle of France.
It has been such a treat to be here. This is the very talented songwriter, mandolin player, professor, in fact, up at the Berklee College of Music, Mr. Joe Walsh. And Ms. Marielle Vandersteel from Boston. On the lovely fiddle, writing tunes.
Never hear Eli West. Anytime. And with a great old-time fiddle tune that Marielle wrote.
And then we'll go into another tune that Eli brought to the group, I think it was.
But what a treat to have an engaged and interested audience. I mean, we'd be here anyway doing this, but it really helps that you're here hanging out with us. So thanks for coming out tonight.
This is the time of the night where you'd say, if you have any friends in Philly, send them out. But, in fact, if you have any third grader friends, I think we're playing at school tomorrow. Mary Mumford School. So, yeah, crash the gig with your third grader friends. Thank you.
Thanks so much. It's a real treat to be here. The longer you tune before your encore, the more dramatic it is.
Have a good night.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. As we wrap up a rare road show featuring a trio of fine young players from both ends of the country, follow Eli at facebook.com/EliWest. And then there's joekwalsh.com. And MarielVandersteel.com, that's MarielVandersteel.com. And again, we're grateful to BJ Kosin and Jennifer Glave for sharing their beautiful gallery space with us for this special evening of artful music. Production of In Your Ear is made possible by Digital Video Group, supplying production equipment and design services for broadcast and commercial clients nationwide. Details at digitalvideogroup.com. by Chris Gatewood and Justin Lauder at Threshold Counsel PC, lawyers providing startup, business, and intellectual property services for innovative and growing businesses, online at threshold.cc. By Infinity Financial Partners, a Richmond financial planning firm. Sustainable living today, planning for tomorrow at InfinityFinancialPartners.com. In Your Ear is supported in part by the Virginia Folklife Program, dedicated to the preservation, presentation, documentation, and celebration of Virginia's rich cultural folkways. Learn more at VirginiaFolklife.org. Production assistance for In Your Ear is provided by the members of 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio, online at ideastations.org. Hotel accommodations for our touring artists are provided by the Hampton Inn West on Cox Road in Innsbruck. Studio A performances are engineered by Carlos Chafin, Andrea Steffel, and Paul Bruski. At Richmond's In Your Ear Music and Recording, House Sound is mixed by Matthew Walsh. Learn about their VCU Arts AMPT curriculum, classes in advanced media production and technology, at loeb.com. Our theme music is by The Bee Eaters. We'll leave you with the reminder that all of our previous programs, and this is our 51st, are available for on-demand streaming at ideastations.org/IYE. Hoping you'll be back with us again next week. And for all of us at JAM Inc., I'm Tim Timberlake, and this is In Your Ear.